You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The prestigious Rhodes Scholarship is awarded to 95 outstanding scholars each year from around the world to study at the University of Oxford. Three New Zealand Rhodes Scholars have been named this year: Liam Dennis, Jessica Sutton, and Reeve Gray. This morning I spoke to Reeve, an honours student in clinical psychology and Māori studies at the University of Auckland, from Ngāti Tūwharetoa ki Taupō, Ngāti Manunui and Ngāti Porou. We talked about the application process and how he hopes to use the opportunity to further the kaupapa around Māori youth flourishing and mental health.
Tēnā koutou katoa, ko Reeve Gray tōku ingoa, ko Tongariru te maunga, ko Taupō Nui Atia te moana. Nō Tūwharetoa hou. Yeah, kia ora everyone, my name's Reeve, studying at Auckland University in my honours year of the clinical psychology program here, and recently was lucky enough to be, I don't know how, but named one of 2021's Rhodes Scholars for the New Zealand district.
Yeah, which is why, yes, you're here today.
Yes,
so
yeah.
Has this been like a long-term goal for you? When did this come on your radar?
I didn't actually even know about the Rhodes Scholarship until the end of 2019. And honestly, I was kind of gutted that I'd only just heard about it then, but it's sort of something I spoke about in my application. These things aren't really marketed, you know, to tāne Māori like me in school. That wasn't really something, because I'm from Taupō. I think it's just not something on our radar. Like, you ever told when you leave school in Taupō that, you know, the common thing is that you're going to work in agriculture or tourism or something like that, and people heading to university were the minority from there, and then Māori people from there were even further minority.
Yeah.
Heading to university. So yeah, found out about it quite late, but once I found out about it and sort of maybe the opportunities it could afford me or what I could maybe do with it, yeah, I just sort of committed to it, went full steam on it.
Yeah.
Had a lot of help though, like heaps of help.
I think that's a huge part about it as well too, yeah, is that the doors it could open for you in the future going forward.
Yeah, and not just for me, but like on a more like implicit level as an example, like for people like me in Taupō to open those doors for young Māori who, like, they could see that as something that could happen.
Yeah.
I don't know, that means a lot to me because that's what happened to me. KD from anthropology, she's a student here. I saw her get the scholarship, and to me it was like, that's a person I relate to and we're sort of alike. I could get it too.
Yeah.
And she sort of showed me that possibility, if I can do that for someone else who is a little bit whakamā to apply for these things like I was before seeing her do something like that.
Yeah.
Then, you know, not just opportunities for me but opportunities for others is, yeah, means a lot.
Yeah. And how was that application process?
It was pretty hectic. Yeah, it was hectic. It's the most hectic application or anything I've had to do. So it's quite rigorous on paper, but it's also rigorous in terms of like the cognitive space that takes up in your mind. Like, it took, like, I think the process is about 6 months. It just drags out and it feels really long. And if you're lucky enough to make the final interviews, you're just so tired.
And all the while, you were doing this alongside trying to study for your honours as well.
Yeah, exactly. And it sucks because I do feel like, say I'd committed to my honours solely, I have to admit I probably could have done a better job on it. I'm still going to try and do my best on it. But
yeah.
You got to balance that out.
I mean, the idea being now you will have the chance to, I guess, continue that research that you're doing now in Oxford.
Yeah.
What is your current honours on?
So it sort of dictated a lot for you, but I was lucky in that my supervisor, Ian Lambie, gave me a little bit of freedom. Obviously, that freedom got cut down further with COVID and stuff. So we ended up retrospectively looking at a data set he already had of adolescents with harmful sexual behaviours. More specifically, the backgrounds of Māori adolescents with harmful sexual behaviours and how we can better understand the kind of worlds that they're coming from to improve treatment and prevention for that.
Mm.
Yeah. It plays into what I'm very interested in, which is young people and young Indigenous thriving kind of thing.
Mm.
Much like I just talked about with applying for this, I want to see more equity when it comes to young Indigenous people the world over kind of thing. So I'm glad in my honours project I'm able to fulfil that. I'm glad, like, with the Rhodes Scholarship I'm able to fulfil that.
Yeah, so do you have any idea of what you're going to be able to study when you're over there, what you're going to focus on, or are you going to be quite restricted?
So I have a vision for what I want, like the programs I want to get into. The first one is the Masters of Public Policy and the, this is a long one, Masters of Social Intervention and Policy Evaluation. And it's just to increase my understanding of governance, systems and policy when it comes to the things I've looked at in psychology and Māori studies, and how I can best integrate those together, yeah, to create change in the communities that I care about.
And obviously, so to get one of these scholarships, you have to pretty good grades, but they also look at other things as well.
Yeah.
What are the other sort of things that you've been involved with that relate to your degree?
That is another reason that after learning of these big international scholarships and stuff, this one appealed more to me because it was, I don't know, I like university and I like getting good grades and stuff like that, but I haven't ever seen myself as the like straight cut academic kid. So at university, I don't know, I haven't really sought out many things. I've just taken up opportunities that are presented to me. So like, I think it all started with like tour kind of, and just like starting there, and like I really like the kaupapa of helping other Māori students, yeah, achieve better in the courses and stuff. I volunteered at Mount Eden Corrections Facility while I was studying. I was lucky enough there too to be working a lot in the youth unit. I mean, it's hard helping as much as you can with all the inmates there on remand, so it's a very transitional sort of stage at what's happening there. So just helping with planning afterwards and what's going to happen next. Also, we ran workshops on sort of decision making and things around impulsivity and working with that feeling and what that, you know, what we can do about feeling like that sometimes. So just we presented situations and things to them, and it was really fun. I really enjoyed it, just to connect with them. And
so that was quite an application of your psychology.
Yeah. Well, it got advertised in one of our psych classes. I just took it up through there. But again, so something that I just saw, I was like, oh, okay, I'm passionate about that. I'll devote time to that. So, but there is, to me, a commonality throughout, and it's all sort of linked to young people, young Māori people, and helping them thrive kind of thing.
Another thing is, obviously, you're no stranger to being behind the microphone, because you also had a podcast.
We started this podcast around, I'm quite passionate about, obviously, Māori are hugely overrepresented in our atrocious statistics around mental health, and there's a lot of sort of systemic factors associated with that. I don't want to feel powerless in there. I can't really deal with those. What can I do sort of in a small way to help with this issue? And a lot of it for me came down to just the lack of conversation about it. So I wanted to start something, open up a forum like many are, and to just have those conversations, especially with young men, around what's going on, challenging notions of masculinity and challenging notions of you're not talking about it. I guess also I wanted to provide a little bit of nuance around these things. I see that as the next move we can make is, okay, we've brought mental health to the table for this population that are suffering. Now we need to be a little bit nuanced in providing them with tools and make the conversation a little bit more detailed for specific issues, because we're talking about mental health as this big umbrella thing, but there's a lot within that. You know, there's anxiety versus depression, there's loneliness going on. But basically, I started a podcast just to talk about it with people I thought that would provide experiences that were valuable for other people to hear.
That was Reeve Gray, Rhodes Scholar for 2021. Often such awards are seen as being an individual achievement, but Reeve was very clear to emphasise all the help he has received, saying his success is the result of a collective effort.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.